many of you out again, and believe me, it's wonderful to be among you. I missed that for a long time, so it's good to see you. I want to refer back to last Sunday. How many of you were here last Sunday? Oh, quite a few. You may recall what happened then. A number of people from the mission in Cresco came and told about what God had been doing in their lives. Wasn't it wonderful? I thoroughly enjoyed hearing that. It's always refreshing to hear how God has intervened in our lives. We call that testimonies. And we all have one. Our God has the ability to work in all of our lives. And we all have a testimony to tell about that. You know, just like those folks that told about God's intervention in their lives, He intervenes in our lives as well. Because why should God intervene in our lives? We're all sinners, right? We all have sinned, and the punishment for that is separation from God forever. That's pretty awesome to think about. So that's why Jesus came, became a man for the whole purpose of dying for our sins, not his, ours. Acknowledging him as our Savior is the only means of eternal salvation. Folks who were here last Sunday knew that. And I'm going to speak about that to tell you what God has done in my life. But how to start? Well, at the beginning, of course, and so I'll start when the Lord entered my life. I was just a young person, some 80 years old ago. But he gave me a deep desire to know him better and to know his word better. And you know, he was so good to me, he gave me the opportunity of doing just that. He gave me the opportunity to go to what we now call Bible College. Then it was Bible Institute. And, or it could be called Christian University. But anyway, I went 2 years in Los Angeles to such a school and 3 in St. Louis. He gave me pastors who faithfully preached his word. And then he gave me opportunities to teach his word to women in many Bible studies throughout my adult life. Even now, where I live in Garden View in Monona, I teach a Bible class, and it's a delight to see what God is doing in the lives of some of those folks. I would be remiss if I failed to tell you about the Bible verses I chose as my life verses early on in my Christian life. They're familiar to many of you, I'm sure. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. If you know them, say them with me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Also, when Lee and I were married, we chose Psalm 48:14 as the verse to guide us in our marriage. It says, "For this God is our God. He will be our guide, even unto death." The Lord blessed us with 6 children. After 3 were born, we moved to the farm where Lee was raised here in Northeast Iowa. And this city girl became a dairy farmer's wife. Well, time does not allow to tell stories about that time. There's lots of them. Just ask Dan. He knows a lot of them. However, let's fast forward. I'll leave you with lessons and experiences I've had since turning 90. So what I've learned since I've turned 90, and by the way, our dear pastor's wife told me that she made a copy of these if you care to take them and look at them. They're over on the table. Thank you. Well, first of all, I moved to a new home after I turned 90. Well, actually, I moved a year before that. But I got rid of a lot of things. That move requires that. I met many new friends and learned that there are many nice people out there who have a lot of different experiences than I never dreamed about. And those whose thought patterns followed different trails than mine. I met people whose view of God and life take on a different path that I've never considered. I've eaten food prepared by different cooks, good, bad, and different. Many foods I much enjoyed. Now that I'm 90 and plus, I can no longer include in my diet. You know, beware. This is what happens when you reach this age. I've regenerated my body to include movements I've never had before. I've been given opportunities to shine the light with a capital L from within into a world in which I now live. I revel in the greater amount of time to devote to prayer and Bible study to understand the God I love better. I look forward more keenly to the days in eternity when I will leave this life as I know it now and be in the presence of the Lord who made all this possible. I've learned a few new tricks to keep in touch instantly with my dear family, to actually see them when I converse on a gadget I hold in my hand. I've also learned to send quick notes and receive pictures of their families, all with a click. It's been fun to meet my great-grands via images before and after birth as they grow to see their personality shine out and do all the adorable things little children do. My family tells me it's called a cell phone. I'm learning to listen to my body as it presents ailments that did not speak so loudly until I turned 90. The world of books has opened new opportunities to live in another era, to follow thoughts I had never considered, to be inspired to try new skills and new and renew old ones, to learn of other people's lives, to challenge me to a closer walk with my Lord. Friends from years past become dearer. Some of you are right here in this room. People that I consider lifelong friends, so we've known a long time, and you, believe me, you do become dearer to me. Since turning 90, I found a new Ruth Marie Brown White. It's a new world out there. Each day is a gift from God. And so the Lord has guided me, as he promised in those verses that I chose early on in my life as I walked with him in this journey. I pray that we will all grow to know more deeply God's amazing grace, his unconditional love, and his perfect peace.